Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos. We're continuing the halachas of Baina, of building on Shabbos, and specifically in regards to Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Mem Ches brings down the Rav Chista Shari La'aduri Udra L'Beisadi B'Shabbos. Rav Chista said you're allowed to return and replace and put back the feathers into a pillow on Shabbos. But the Gemara says that's only if the pillow previously had these feathers, and they fell out, I'm putting them back in, then it's mutter. But putting in feathers into a pillow for the first time, that is also on Shabbos. And the reason is, Rashi explains, because that's like a tikkun mana, it's like completing a keli, and therefore is usher on Shabbos. But if you're just returning it, already had the feathers and it just fell out, so there, it's not considered that we're completing the keli. And another case will be, usher will be, if it's a lot of tirchav, it's very hard to put those feathers back into the pillow, it's a lot of work, then it's also ki'ilu I'm doing it for the first time, and it's a problem of tikkun mana. And from here, the Paiskim learned, as the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that it comes to a pair of shoes, it's usher to put in a brand new pair of shoes, it doesn't have shoelaces, to put shoelaces into that shoe on Shabbos, because that's considered I'm being mesakin, I'm completing this keli, this pair of shoes. Not only that, some of you, even if I want to take a pair of shoelaces for another shoe and put it into this shoe, it is also awesome. And even more, if this shoe is an older shoe, but it already had shoelaces, but it got ruined, I want to put a new pair of shoelaces into the shoe, that is awesome as well. When is it mutter? It is mutter if the shoelaces fell out, I'm putting back the same shoelaces back into the shoe, then it is mutter to do on Shabbos. So Shaila is, what's the eitz? If someone's shoelaces snap on Shabbos and they rip and they're not usable anymore, so what should you do? If they're still usable, so you just adjust them and let them come out more. That's mutter, because again, it's the same shoelaces in the same shoe, that's fine. But if it got ripped in a way that it cannot be used anymore, so what's the eitz? So the Paiskim say, this eitz is to put in the shoelace in a way that it's clear it's only a temporary measure. And they give two examples how it would be clear it's a temporary measure. One way is to not lace them in all the holes. Only use two holes. And that, for sure, I can leave it that way. After Shabbos, you're going to want to lace all the holes. So then, that would be mutter. Another case would be is if you use a different shoelace that doesn't match the shoe. Different color or different type of shoelace that you would never leave in the shoe. So then, for the temporary measure, you can use that on Shabbos and that won't be a problem. But again, if you can still use the old shoelace, then it's mutter. The only exception would be if it's a tircha to relace the same shoelace, it's also asr. So either it's asr if it's a new shoelace and it's a new pair of shoes. Either way, it's asr. Either new pair of shoes or new shoelace. And it's also asr if it's a tircha. But if it's the same pair of shoelaces, I'm just putting it back in, and it's not a tircha, then it's mutter to do on Shabbos.